Welcome back. One Bills Live from One Bills Drive. John Murphy, Steve Tasker. We talk about quarterbacks so much, about draft quarterbacks, and it's important to remind ourselves that there are two quarterbacks on the roster right now. One of them in studio with us. Happy to have second-year quarterback Nathan Peterman with us. Nathan, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Do you get tired of everybody just focusing on what quarterbacks are available in the draft? Do you ever hear like saying, hey, I'm still here. I'm over here.
I don't really know. I don't pay attention to much of what's being focused on except what's in this building. And, that's just every day going out and trying to get better, kind of just, focusing on that.
Yeah, you turned 24 in like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here you are. This is your start of like your second lap. And
when, mm-hmm. and
everything kind of changes when you've kind of seen the full calendar year in the NFL. You're not a rookie anymore. You've seen mini camps. You know the guys out there. You were listing all the receivers you guys are tossing it around to this week. How has that changed things for you? I mean, how much more comfortable do you feel this year?
Yeah, right? A lot more comfortable. I mean, I'm excited. It's been great seeing all the guys back, like we talked about. And then really just to know what's ahead of us. I mean, some of the other rookies we were talking the other day just of, how much uncertainty has kind of cleared up for us. And, obviously in the NFL, things are always changing. So there's still that aspect of things. But, at least schedule-wise, hey, I know what an OTA looks like. I know, what camp looks like. And so to kind of settle into that aspect of it and, again, just work on getting better every day. And have some clarity around that. That's been good.
It's not just getting comfortable in the building. You got to, the town. You know where you're mm-hmm. living. You got a place
right.
to stay. You don't have to
you know
iron
snow.
All. Yeah, exactly. Right.
You, yep,
you leave your golf clubs at home.
Right.
Yeah. a little bit about this. You had a huge up and kind of a roller coaster year last year. You guys mm-hmm. got out to go fast start. You got a quick start against an LA,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still mad at you, so you got to live with that, right? But then,
right.
And I was so bummed for you. We talked about this a little bit ago. I was so bummed because you're going to get a chance to start against the Colts. It's going to be all. You're going to come back, get a chance of redemption, and there's a foot of snow on the field. So tell us a little bit about what you learned in a roller coaster of a season like that.
Yeah, I learned so much. Obviously things didn't go how I wanted them to. I mean, nobody wants your first start to be that. But at the same time, I took it as, it was all just great lessons for me.
Right.
And I know, God has a plan for everything, especially, with the weather conditions, the way they were my second start. Sometimes things just aren't meant to be necessarily, at that time. And I kind of realized that God's timing is perfect and, just trusted in that. And then learned a lot from my mistakes I made.
Right.
There was, certainly had a few of those. So to learn from that and then now to really use that moving forward. And to never make those again, I think is going to be, really beneficial for me and our team here to help us win.
Nate, here's the silver lining about the Colts game. You're probably never going to see conditions like that again. And if you do see anything like it, you'll be ready, right?
Yeah,
you know what it's like.
Speak too soon. But, I'm ready for anything that's thrown at me, that's for sure.
Yeah, talk a little bit now about this year. I mean, you new coaching staff, new often on the offensive side, Brian Daboll's in. You got all these new guys. Talk a little bit about a new quarterback's coach. Talk about how that's been getting settled in. And, you walked into a really nice locker room last mm-hmm. year. It turned into a really great feel, vibe coming out of your locker room. And now you got to start from scratch building again with a new offensive staff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, for me, I've actually had five different coordinators in the last 5 years.
Right.
So it's been kind of just, the normal for me, learning a new offense, digging into it, but at the same time, football concepts are the same, So I'm just, digging into his language, his terminology, and his style of play. And it's been great to be on the, in the classroom and then on the field with the guys, these last couple of weeks have really been fun.
Nathan Peterman, our guest, Bills quarterback. We had Brandon Bean in here yesterday, Nate, and we were talking about Brian Daboll and what he might have in mind for the offense. And he thought that part of what Coach Daboll might be doing is just seeing how the draft goes, seeing who comes in, if there's any other quarterbacks, and then kind of waiting until that moment to kind of fully install whatever the passing game might look like. Do you find that to be the case? Do you think that's what's going on?
I don't know. I know we're in day one, day two right now, and whatever he's throwing at us, I'm trying to pick it up as quick as possible. So I'm not sure about all
the
high-level stuff. For sure. I mean, he's got his complicated things and his little intricacies in there, but just trying to pick them up as fast as I can.
Tell me a little bit about what it's like now. You bounce back. You're getting ready for this. The next phase two starts next week. You guys can kind of get on the field and start walking through this stuff instead mm-hmm. of just watching it on tape. And you kind of put words, you put actions with the words that you're learning. And that's basically what it is. There's no new football ideas, really. There's new language. You got to call everything you had last year a different name virtually, correct?
Exactly, exactly. And so the new words and then really just a new style. You know, every coach, I think, has their own little style they put on things, whether, you know, it be tempo or the huddle or whatever, the little details that kind of go behind the logistics of things. So just getting used to that, getting used to a couple new faces we have also in our building and getting better with it.
Nate, what was the biggest thing you took from last year? You had a couple of starts, mixed success, I guess, but a full season's worth of practice around this team. What was the one thing, that maybe the biggest thing that you took from last year into this offseason?
Yeah, I think just to, you know, roll with the punches and control what you can control. You know, put your nose down and work. And then, you know, that there's a lot of ups and downs in life, and there's a lot of ups and downs in football, certainly. So just, you know, weather through those and keep pushing forward and learn from your mistakes.
Okay, so the draft's this week. And mm-hmm. Give us a little bit of what you were doing last year. I mean, you fifth round, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about, walk through your day and how it found out and all of that. Just walk us through.
Yeah, it was a crazy day for us. Obviously there's so much uncertainty with the draft. You know, you never know. You hear different things all the time. And luckily we were on the beach with my family where I live. We kind of, you know, decided we'd be around a relaxing place. And I don't get to see my family very much, so we kind of had a reunion of sorts. And, you know, we were just kind of hanging out. And then, you know, the Bills called, and it was pretty emotional when they called, for sure.
How did you get, like, heads-up calls from a couple of teams as well? Like, did they get any other four? Because a lot of times guys say, well, this team called, and if we're there in right. five picks or whatever, they're going to take me, and then you get a call from a different team.
Yeah, no, it was all quiet.
That's like the worst, right? It's like they forgot who you were, right?
Right, so it was, the draft is a roller coaster, that's for sure. Kind of, I guess, how the whole NFL is. And but, you know, like I said, when I got the call from Orchard Park, it was just an unbelievable feeling. And then you get to see your name, you know, on TV and have all your family there with you. It's a pretty great moment.
Yeah. One of the things you've done, I think you guys were talking about it beforehand, you've thrown with Luke Tasker, right?
Yeah,
that's
this
right.
This offseason. Talk about that.
Talented guy. Yeah, it was fun. I mean, he was working out at the same place that I was. And, you know, we both got to help each other out a little bit. You know, him being in the Canadian Football League and having, you know, mini camp, I guess, this week. So he was awesome to work with. I guess he gets some talent, you know, from his dad
his
over
mom,
here.
Yeah,
his mom.
Yeah. And you also had, like, Naaman Roosevelt was there.
That's right.
And a couple
yep.
other guys, tight end from UB
yep,
was there.
Yep,
so
right.
Weiser.
Yep.
And
Weiser,
so
yep.
you got, and you're out in, I guess, Elma and Salins at yep. that place there where they go out. And it's a great facility, but you're right. They got low ceilings, right? You can't really throw the deep ball.
Right, but I was thankful. I mean, I'm thankful to the guys there, Ben, you know, at Salins and STA Performance over there.
Right.
Just did a great job helping us out, kind of where you can't throw in here because of the rules and, you know, kind of that they weathered the storm with us.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How good is Luke Tasker? That's the question. Right? He's a CFL star.
Right.
Better than me.
He's pretty good.
Better than
I'll
you?
I'll say that. I never, you know, I don't know the comparisons. I won't make those.
I don't want to say he's better than me today because I'm 56. Now. Back
for
in the
sure.
day, I'd have given him a run. But, yeah, he's yep. and it's good because the league now and because of social media and the guys, how easy it is to reach out to people.
Mm-hmm.
You can hook up with guys and get good workouts, and
for
guys
sure.
are much and much. It's much easier to help each other
for sure,
and I think it's a huge plus.
Yep, it was great.
Involved. Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, he's up there this week doing all that, and same thing is going on here. Although you guys, how long? Much longer you got here? Another 7 weeks, is it?
I believe, yeah, middle of June. You know, and it's kind of putting in a little bit more on field as we go. So I'm excited to really get fully ramped up, and you know, we'll have practice, not in pads, but you know, still to. To have 11 on 11 again will be fun.
Have they set a date for training camp? Have they let you guys in on that?
I do not know.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's just the next few weeks for me.
It's usually 2 weeks before the first preseason game, right around
right.
there.
Well, we haven't got that exact date.
No. No, you'll get it.
Because
we got to get through the summer first.
I got vacation. I got a plan.
Exactly.
Right?
Hey, Nathan, A.J. McCarron in your meeting room for, a week or so now. What's
yep.
that like? What kind of relationship do you have with him?
It's been great. He's, you know, a funny guy, you know, really relational guy, too. And we've, you know, been great together, kind of bounced some questions off each other. And, you know, it's been good to learn the offense together.
Steve asked you about what you did last year on draft day. What are you going to do this year on draft day? What are you going to do Thursday night? You going to watch? You going to pay attention?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, that's a little date night for my wife and I because, you know, we're only on till Thursdays here. And I'll
right.
come into the facility
right.
on Friday. But, Yeah, maybe we'll be out, you know, at a nice restaurant eating. Our second anniversary is coming up on Sunday too, so
congratulations.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, stay away from this place on Thursday.
Draft. Were you drafted on your anniversary last year?
The day before.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was
pretty cool.
Nope, it was memorable for sure. Yeah.
Forget the draft, Dave. Remember the
anniversary.
Right.
Thanks for this, Nate. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Great talking to you, man.